Hier ist er für euch, der Podcast der Bielefeld Bulldogs. Alles zum Thema Football, Cheerleading, Basketball, mit Geschichten hinter den Kulissen und mit Menschen aus dem Verein. Macht mal richtig Lärm, liebe Zuhörenden, für die Bielefeld Bulldogs. Und natürlich bedanken wir uns auch ganz herzlich bei Snootic für die Unterstützung dieses Projekts. Und jetzt ganz viel Spaß beim Podcast der Bielefeld Bulldogs.
Herzlich willkommen zur vierten Folge von unserem Bulldogs Podcast. Mein Name ist Felix Labus. Ich bin der Präsident, Social Media Beauftragte und Spieler in unserem Seniorenteam. Ich nehme euch in diesem Podcast ein bisschen mit hinter die Kulissen in unserem Verein, zeige euch, wer was macht und versuche euch einen besseren Überblick zu geben. Heute habe ich zwei Gäste wieder bei mir, wie in der letzten Folge auch schon. Bei mir sitzen hier Caleb und Jalen, deswegen werde ich jetzt auch gleich auf Englisch umswitchen. Und wir werden uns Mühe geben, so deutlich wie möglich zu sprechen, damit auch alle uns verstehen. Yeah, first of all, thank you guys for coming, taking the time, and welcome to the Bulldogs Podcast.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, most of you probably know these two, but they're our import players this year. Jalen was from America and Caleb from Canada. How did you guys end up in Germany after college?
I would say it was more so for the experience, talking it over with my family. Just after college, like, wasn't really too many looks for myself. So my pops was like, go get the experience, man. Go get that tape and just go enjoy your life. Have fun. And that's what I've done so far. I love it out here.
How did you get in touch with somebody, or how did you know about the opportunity to play abroad?
Coach Victor actually messaged me on this app, well, a website called Europlayers, and that's actually how I got out here. He reached out to me, and I looked you guys up and felt like it was a match. Me and him hit it off. He sent me some pointers, and next thing I know, here I was.
All right. How about you, Caleb?
Same for me, Europlayers.com. I mean, just after college, I just wanted to continue playing football and
just signed up with Europlayers and then
signed up for Europlayers, ended up coming over here.
You guys know a lot of people that do that?
I wouldn't say a lot, but I know, like, if you want to continue playing ball and you want an opportunity to show what you can do, there are guys who will jump on Europlayers to definitely reach out and get a good opportunity.
So it's a known possibility for college players.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So since both of you have been to college in America or in Canada, how about you take us through a usual day during your college time as a college athlete? How about Jalen, you start maybe with a day in the off season, and then Caleb, you can go ahead and take us through a day, even maybe a game day during the season.
I'd say off season in college was more so like working out in the morning, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. workouts, getting your nutrition in. Then you have lunch. Then you go work out again, study. It was pretty much like kind of what we do out here, but it was more like instead of working, it was more like training. And then sometimes you get a rest and it's training, then school. So it's busy. It's very busy.
What do your off-season workouts look like? Do you have more strength or more conditioning?
I'd say it depends on the season. Like winter, there's more speed work, conditioning. And then summer, like since you're getting closer to season, it's more like hands-on work in the weight room, trying to get your agility going and then building your physique to get ready for the season. So depends on the season.
All right. And a game day or just a regular day during the season, what does that look like?
A game day or a regular day during the season? I mean, we can go a regular day, probably get up around, it depends on what time you got class in the morning usually. We don't do morning workouts. Like, I went to two universities, so at Manitoba, we didn't do morning workouts. But at UBC, we did morning workouts, so we had to get up at like 6 a.m. when I went up to UBC, and it was a little bit tough. We had to do workouts, and then we'd go to class, come back from class probably around like 2-ish, maybe have like a little bit of something to eat, and then go to meetings from like 3 to probably 5. And then from 6 to 8, we'll have practice, and then go home, try and finish my homework and eat something and get some sleep.
That does sound like a full day. How many classes would you have during a normal day?
Well, to be eligible during the season, in Canada at least, you have to be in 3 classes.
I think it's the same.
So, yeah, I don't know about in the States, but yeah.
It's the same.
But so that would probably look like you probably have 2 classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then 1 class Tuesday, Thursday, if you schedule it out properly. But then, like, I had my labs, my math labs and stuff in there too, so probably like 3, you're probably in class about like 3-4 hours a day.
That definitely is a full day of work right there. What are, besides time management, challenges you used to face during college, and maybe what are challenges you face over here that you weren't facing during your time in America or Canada?
Challenges. Hey, you want to go ahead? Go ahead.
Challenges, like, you definitely time management, you said that, but like off season, it's trying to wake up early and really trying to get it going and then trying to balance school. I mean, that falls under time management, but that's pretty much the biggest one in the States is like time management. And then coming here, it was more, there's more free time within the day. Like, I'll go work out, and then since we practice so late, I have the whole day ahead of myself, which I'm not used to, but I find things to do with Caleb, and then like we'll go work out, just go into the city, figure stuff out. So definitely how you manage your time throughout the two is a big change.
A lot more time on your hands, a lot more maybe time to study film or work out or just enjoy life doing stuff you like.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say doing that is challenging though. Like, football's fun, you know what I'm saying? So yes. Like doing all this stuff is like fun, especially like in college too, like the coaches preached it, like you have to pass your classes to play the next year. So school is football in a sense. So like if you love football, well, you got to love all of it that comes with this, working out, the long days, the good days, the bad days, the days you don't feel like getting up, but then you have to. And I don't know, it's kind of good, but I mean, your first couple years, I mean, you were in California, so, but that's still far away from home. I think the biggest challenge for me was being away from home. I was never away from home really for that long up until I got to college, and now being across like a whole continent over is kind of crazy. And like, the language barrier, for sure, when I first got out here was a bit, most people speak English, but like when you want to get into like really specific stuff of like, I don't know, especially cooking, bugs me, like when I can't find the translation or I don't know like what I'm looking for or what it is, then It's kind of tough, but I think those are two big things. Language and being away from family were tough.
Okay. So since you're in Bielefeld now, what is your favorite spot in Bielefeld? Where do you like to hang out the most?
That's a good question.
You can catch us at FitX, boy.
Right. Yes. Catch us at FitX AI.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yeah. I mean, there's some nice spots to eat too, like
kebab.
Yeah,
Kraal Duna.
Yeah, Kraal. Other than that, I mean, like even just kind of going around in the city, it's being out in Europe is just kind of like a different, I guess, vibe. So it's kind of nice just to be out here, and like taking the train is different, I guess, and like just going out to the city, having to go to like the grocery store almost every day. Like, so you can catch us at the grocery store, you can catch us at the gym. Like,
you catch us in a grocery store.
Yeah. A lot of grocery shopping going on for you guys. While we're on the topic, what is your favorite German food? What's the favorite thing you've eaten here in Germany?
Schnitzel.
What?
I like schnitzel.
As you can see, I'm a big kebab fan.
You're a big kebab fan.
Oh, man.
By far. Hands down, best thing I've had out here.
Like German food, though?
Food you've eaten in Germany.
Food you've eaten in Germany.
Kebab. Schnitzel. I haven't really had much. Just
kebab and schnitzel.
Kebab.
Those are your two things.
Yeah, the best foods. I mean, yeah, kebab, and then like what we eat normally from the grocery store. Like, yeah, cook something. I might defrost something. You know, make some food. Mm.
All right. So I've known or seen you guys travel around Germany for a little bit. Obviously, we have away games at a lot of cities. But what are spots you've visited in Germany or maybe even in Europe?
And what was new for me is we went to the Netherlands, so that was a new place for me. It was a lot of fun, just seeing everything out there. It was a great experience. The beach, I mean, the water was beautiful, the sky was beautiful, just taking that all in. And then in Germany, I'd say like going to Dusseldorf, going to just pretty much like the surrounding cities, like been there a couple of times. And like I'd say Dusseldorf so far, because I haven't been to Berlin. Dusseldorf is probably my favorite place so far.
Besides Bielefeld, obviously.
Besides Bielefeld.
Dusseldorf, obviously. Crazy, man. You know we went to Hamburg, hey?
We went. I had the meanest headache.
Hamburg, top two city in Germany. Yeah, I mean, I went to Berlin. I liked it a lot. But yeah, Hamburg is nice. Hamburg is super nice. I think that's probably my favorite city in Germany.
We gotta go back then.
Diese Folge wird von der Snootic GmbH unterstützt. Wir sind eine Design- und IT-Agentur aus Herford. Wenn du auch einen Podcast aufnehmen möchtest, besuche uns auf www.snootic.de.
All right, let's talk football. What's special about being an import player, an international player on a German team? What did you expect from playing abroad, and maybe what it is actually like?
I'd say being like an American player, import player, the speed of the game is different, especially coming from university. Like I went to two universities, UCLA, Chadron State, and the speed of the game from there to here is, I wouldn't say it's completely different, but it's different. And coming here, it's like I can see everything a lot faster than how I do in the States. Like, and expectations, I honestly didn't know what to expect. I had never been over here. Last year was my first year. I had a good time, and then we moved up to another league, so I didn't know what to expect. I just came out here to ball with you guys, so have a great time. So it's going good so far.
I think the biggest kind of change would probably be like the commitment. I guess I'm kind of used to more so like everyone kind of doing the same thing, like when I was in college or like when I was in high school. Like we were all in school, we were all playing football. Like those were like kind of big commonalities like among us. And out here, everyone's kind of got their own thing going on. And I didn't really, I guess, expect that as much. Like, it's just the like amount that I guess people put into football is a little bit different, because like everyone has jobs out here and stuff. And I think what I expected coming out here was probably maybe a little bit of a higher maybe expectation, I guess. At least for my first year, when I first came out here, I thought it would be a little bit more days out of the week, I guess, more so. But like we're only practicing really three, four days a week, have a game once a week. So I think that was the biggest difference, to like not expecting to, I have to find something to do with my time more so too.
Was it also difficult fitting in with a new role within the team? As import players, you're obviously expected to lead the team and also coach up your positions, your teammates that play your position. Is that something you started doing in college, or is that something that just started for you when you came over?
I say playing football for all the years that I've played, it molds you and builds you into that position so that you can pass on what you know to someone else. So, like, coming from playing at a young age, then going to high school, playing ball, college, like, I just take what my coaches and the knowledge my coaches gave me, and then coming out here, like, I just taught what my coaches told me, I taught to everyone else, and it's more so, like, I wouldn't say I'm a leader, but it's hard to say. Like, I wouldn't call myself a leader, but I would definitely call myself, like, someone who goes out there and tries to... I don't even know. I don't even know the words what to say.
Not a leader, but somebody who leads.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, the coaching and playing is different for sure. Like, I obviously never did that in college because, like, I mean, yes, you can help people out here and there with things and techniques, but it's usually like a coach has told you that and you're kind of reiterating that information, where sometimes we have to come up with the information, which is a little bit different. I mean, like you said, like being kind of a football player kind of prepares you to pass on the information. So it's good. And I mean, I've been coaching high school a little bit, helping out with my dad for a bit now. So it's been all right. And the guys are super receptive. And see, that's another thing too, like coming out here. Like, it must be hard for, like, the German guys, too, like, because some of them are older than I am. Maybe they think they've been playing for longer than I am, and then now I come in here, and then I'm kind of trying to basically tell them what to do. And, like, I don't want to – it's not that I don't want to, like, hurt no feelings, but, like – but you know, like, sometimes you can have a coach-player relationship, and, like, it's a little bit tough to try and be the coach and the player and try and have, like, both of those kind of relationships going on at the same time. It's a little bit...
Finding a good way between being a coach and a player, combining these two roles.
Mm-hmm. Which was a challenge coming out here, too. But I think, like, I've played for two different teams now. And even, like, I know a bunch of other guys around Europe that are playing, and it seems like a general theme that all guys are pretty nice around every team and, like, pretty accepting, and, like, they want to learn, and they want to get coached, like, they want help, like, you know, like, they want whatever knowledge they can get, really. So...
It is an opportunity for European players to have people that played at a high level coach them or play with them and, yeah, learn from them, obviously. So a lot of people are perceptive to that. Since both of you have been here last year, I want to ask you, what are maybe differences? Does it feel different the second year?
The competition from GFL3 to GFL2 definitely seems like it was a nice step up. It's tough for the team, but I feel like after this bye week, like this break, we'll have a nice turnaround and we'll all get it together. But I definitely feel like competition-wise, like they definitely stepped it up.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job too. At least the competition during practice, I think, is a little bit higher, and just having more meetings, more discussions about everything, and I think we accepted the step up challenge, I guess, from last year.
What about you personally? Is it easier being away from home since you've already been away from home last year?
Yeah, and I'd say, like, I've been away from home, like, even with school. Like UCLA was, it wasn't too far. It was like 20 minutes. But then I went to school in Nebraska, across the world. I was always traveling for football. And then coming to like to another continent definitely was for sure a big change. But like you said, last year I was here. And then this year my family's like, they've adapted to it. They're like, okay, he'll be back. So it's I'm more comfortable with it.
Yeah, like you said, probably a little bit more, I wouldn't say, yeah, maybe not for me more comfortable. I still miss my mom and my dad and my sisters and my brother. Like, I miss them. So, I mean, but it is what it is. Like, kind of sacrificing one thing for another thing. So it's kind of, it is what it is.
Okay. So today during the day, I had a question or the opportunity to ask questions on our socials. So I'm just going to ask a couple of questions that people had for you. And the most common one probably is, what made you come back to Bielefeld? Both of you probably had other offers, but what made Bielefeld so special that you wanted to come back?
The team, the culture we have within the team, just it being like a family in itself. We were a championship team last year. Why not try to be a championship team in the GFL too? And I definitely wanted to see how we would step up and like face that challenge in the GFL too. So that's what made me come back. Like, I love being with the guys. I love the town. It's nice. People are nice. And just culture out here is nice. It was just, it felt like home.
Yeah, I'd say the same for me. The guys on the team were great. And, I mean, Bielefeld's nice, too. It kind of reminds me of where I grew up a little bit. So it's nice.
Okay, and one more we had a lot. What are your long-term plans? Like, what do you want to do after playing? Do you want to go into coaching, or do you just want to do something entirely different? What's your future?
I'll let you start this one.
Me start? I'm going into coaching, I think. I'm going to coaching. When I go back home, I'll probably end up getting my teaching degree and try and start substitute teaching and then help coach with my dad at his high school and see maybe try and coach at a university somewhere back home. We'll see.
I love ball, but I don't think I could go into coaching. I don't think I could do it. Me, on the other hand, I think that I'm still figuring it out. But long term, I want to be like still in touch with the game, more so sports broadcasting, stuff like this, more so behind the camera, if anything. And I know a lot of people that could help with connections with that. So we're in the process.
That sounds amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to see where life takes you. And yeah, we're pretty much done for today. I want to take the time and thank you again, and obviously thank our sponsor, Snootik, for making this podcast possible. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Powered by Snootik.